following the high-profile DUI collision killing three pedestrians and injuring five people in Kankaako. Mayor Kirk Caldwell this week unveiled a package of measures to increase pedestrian safety on Oahu.
We're going to require that there be stencils placed on major intersections where accidents have occurred, saying, look all ways. It's to remind people, pedestrians, to empower yourself. Before you step into the street, don't assume that you're going to be seen, because unfortunately, you're not seen and you're hit. So stop and don't cross until you've looked all ways.
Deputy Director for Transportation Services Don Owuchi talked about working on the draft Oahu pedestrian plan that's due out this summer.
It is really a wholesale opportunity for the public to weigh in on how do we create safer spaces for our pedestrians, whether they be regular sidewalks, separated paths, or any other opportunities we might have to just create a better pedestrian environment, a better walkable city. You know, we do have a lot of cars on this small island, but we can't forget that everyone is a pedestrian. Even people who drive, they're a pedestrian before they get in their cars. So that pedestrian plan will contemplate how do we create the best spaces in our limited urban environment here in Honolulu.
And on the draft plan at the city's website, Mayor Caldwell also outlined two of his pedestrian safety measures at the legislature, the No Right Turn on Red Bill and the Red Light Photo Enforcement Bill.
You may ask, why are we going to the state legislature? Why isn't the city and county of Honolulu just do it on their own? And part of the reason is that we control just city streets. The state controls state streets, and many of our city streets cross state streets. To most people, streets are streets they don't know. And so we wanted to make it uniform for all the intersections in terms of right hand on red. It's another way to get people to talk about what are we going to do to prevent more accidents involving pedestrians from occurring. The second one is red light photo enforcement. Again, we could do it at just city intersections, but again, there's a lot of state-city interaction, and some of the most deadly places are in those areas. Unfortunately, on the House side, the bill was not moved forward, saying somehow that we need a pilot, that we need to think small, that, you know, we don't know if it's gonna work. Red light photo enforcement exists in 388 other communities around our country. This is not something new. It's not a pioneering effort. It was in existence when my wife was chair of the FDIC under Clinton. And we lived with that in D.C. And when you ever visit D.C., people are very careful about running a red light because they take your picture. You get a ticket in the mail. If you want to contest it, just like a parking ticket, you can. But most people don't because they're caught in the act of running a red light.
And Senate Bill 663 was passed by the Senate Ways and Means Committee yesterday. It allows counties to create a red light camera program. Honolulu is ranked number one nationally for seniors 65 and older being at risk for pedestrian fatality. New PSAs will roll out in the coming weeks, and the public will also see 100 new bollards glued to the road, reminding drivers to slow down for pedestrians. Following successful pilot projects in Waianae and Waimanalo, orange flags will be placed at various intersections. Pedestrians hold up the bright flags to alert drivers to their presence in crosswalks. The Honolulu City Council has introduced a resolution to work closely with the Caldwell administration on safety measures. Bill 83 allows drivers to utilize hazard lights to acknowledge pedestrians in crosswalks. HPD will also be beefing up DUI checkpoints and roving patrols. Impaired drivers who are caught will face increased consequences. I'm Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation.